"Departure initiation forthcoming," the shipmaster called. "Venture boldness reward," the Skyhaven essence replied. "Anticipate hope." Unimeron's terminator was visible now, blackness biting into the planet. Nightside continents were studded with bright green light points smaller than human cities and very regular. One southern continent, curving awkwardly around the planet's mass away from the ship's sensors, had delicate streamers of phosphorescent red mist meandering along its coastal zones, with exploratory tendrils creeping further inland. The edges were visibly palpitating like the fringes of a terrestrial jellyfish as they curled and flowed around surface features, yet all the while retaining a remarkable degree of integrity. There were none of the braiding or churning of ordinary clouds. Ione considered the effect quite delightful. The mist looked alive, as though the air currents were infected with bifluorescent spores. But the Lamil shipmaster was physically repelled by the sight. "Galheath clan essence, asperity woe!" His heads bobbed around in agitation, letting out low hoots of distress. "Woe! Folly acknowledgement request?"
"No relention," the Skyhaven essence answered sadly.
As their orbits took them over the continent, the Skyhavens would hum in dismay. The life harmony of Unimeron was being disrupted, with the Skyhavens refusing to disseminate the Galheath clan essence into the Gestalt. It was too radical, too antagonistic, too different, alien and antithetical to the harmony ethos that had gone before. A tiny flare of sharp blue-white light sprang out of the red mist, dying down quickly.
"Reality dysfunction," the shipmaster called in alarm.
"Confirm."
"Horror woe, Galheath research death essence tragedy."
"Concord."
"Impetuosity, woe, release, reality, dysfunction, exponential, prime life host engulfed fear."
"Reality, dysfunction, counter, space home constellation, prime essence, continuation, hope."
"Confirm, hope, carriage."
The shipmaster quickly reviewed the other Lamil hibernating in the nest wombs, both mental traits converging for the evaluation.
"Essence master's condition satisfactory, hope, reality, dysfunction, defeat. Hope, Galheath atonement."
"Hope, joined. Rejoice, unity, commitment."
Where the flare of light had sprung, the jungle was now alight. Ione realized the glimmer of orange must be a firestorm easily over 10 kilometers wide. The spaceship was crossing the terminator. Skyhavens ahead glowed a fragile platinum as the Van Allen radiation belt particles gusted across the web strands.
"Departure initiation," the shipmaster announced.
Ionized fuel was fired into the fusion drive's magnetic pinch. A jet of plasma slowly built up. Information streamed into Lamil's brain. Equations were performed. Instructions were pushed into the nest womb's neurons and the coincident hardware's circuits. There was never any doubt, any self-questioning. The term did not apply. Unimeron began to shrink behind the ship. The shipmaster focused his attention on the space home constellation, and the frail song of welcome it emitted so much quieter than the prime life host's joyous spirit. And the memory expired. Ione blinked free of the stubbornly persistent green-polluted images. Emotions and sensations were harder to discard.
"What is the reality dysfunction?" she asked. The shipmaster seemed frightened half to death by it.
"We don't know," Parker Higgins said. "There has never been any reference to it in any of the other memories."
"Ione Saldana, I believe the term reality dysfunction refers to a massive malevolent violation within the Lamil life harmony essence," Lairia said. "The nature of the Galheath clan was being radically altered by it. However, the impression conveyed by the memory is that it is more than a mental reorientation, it also incorporated a distortion within the local physical matrix. Example, the energy flare."
"It was a weapon." She shot a tense glance at the two astronomers. Kempster scratched at his shadow of stubble.
"That flare definitely started a fire, so I would have to say yes. But one forest fire is a little different from something which can cause a planet to vanish."
"If it went on to spread through the entire planet's life essence, as seems more than likely," Melandra Sarka said, "then it would have Unimeron's entire technical resources at its disposal.
Placed on a war footing, a race like that would have a frightening armaments production wherewithal.